lines are open, 844-967-2789. Came out with a proposal. There's nothing he says is true, authentic, or sincere, even in good faith. He said he's ready for talks with the Ukrainians that might lead to peace. And he wanted them in Russia so he could kidnap the Ukrainian delegation and have Zelensky go there. Zelensky did not fall off the turnip truck on the way into town. And he goes, but he knows that the guy's insincere, but he can't say, I'm not going to go to it, or we're not going to go to it, because then it would look like Russia had made overtures. And Russia said, we're going to pause the military incursion. And they just accelerate it. He just lies. And so he's clearly lying. However, Zelensky said, I'll have it on the Belarusian-Ukrainian border. When I go to Russia, right on the border, and it's not going to be me, because it's not going to be Putin there, but it'll be lower-level diplomats, and that's going on right now. And Putin will say, lay down your arms, and we will withdraw. Well, that's like a lion saying, if you lie down and give up your gun, I won't eat you. Putin is an animal. He is a plague-carrying rat formerly known as a human being by the name of Vladimir Putin. Anyway, it's going on right now, and Zelensky's made it clear that he'll talk to him, but he's not laying down arms until they withdraw. The UK, the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, came out and said, I don't trust Putin. I think he's lying about this. But anyway, you should know about it. But at the same time they did this, here's what else they said. There's a guy named Dmitry Medvedev. You may remember the name. There was a time under the Russian Constitution where Putin couldn't succeed himself, so he plugged this hack in, this cipher, this servant, slave of Putin, Dmitry Medvedev, as president, and he still ran things. And then they changed the Constitution so Putin can be the head guy until 1936. I should say 2036. And they did it in a crooked referendum. Anybody who wanted to vote against it would be beaten and jailed. And so it passed massively. And here's what the hack, the clown, Dmitry Medvedev came out and said. He's the deputy chairman over there of their Security Council. You know, he's a bigwig because he's a Trump. He's a Trump. He's a Putin slave, servile to Putin. He said, if the West continues to resist us and marginalize us, quote, we're going to opt out of the START nuclear arms agreement. That's very, very significant. By the way, let me just pause right there. That's a strategic arms limitation agreement that was most recently entered into in 2010. It expires in 2021. Oh, by the way, that was last year, wasn't it? It was extended to 2026. Dmitry Medvedev, mouthing Putin's words, said we're going to withdraw from that. What does that do? It limits the U.S. and Russia to no more than 1,550 deployed nuclear warheads all around the world. All around the world. The U.S. does not have deployed nuclear warheads on Russia's border, whatever Putin says. You know, the most secure border we have is with Canada. You know how long it is from the Atlantic to the Pacific Ocean? You know how long that is? And we have occasional checkpoints. People can walk in. I mean, they can walk in through the forest somewhere in, you know, the Montana area, the Dakotas. But the point is that Canada is a civilized country. Canada is a democracy. Canada is not a terror state. Now, Russia was a civilized country, but we don't have nuclear weapons stationed facing Canada, and they don't with us, or any weapons. They're our friends. The idea was under Gorbachev and Yeltsin that Russia would be our friends. There was even discussion with Russia in the early 90s when the thaw started of having Russia become, and it was a democracy briefly then, but a capitalist society, and join NATO itself, so that there would be a union from the Pacific to the Atlantic. And we would stand tall, that would assimilate them, and then we could stand tall against the various terrorist, other terrorist states like North Korea and some of the Islamic countries, and stand up against China. All Russia had to do was continue on that path. All Russia had to do was adopt enlightened capitalism. But what happened was, when they privatized the public communist companies, they were all grabbed by a dozen oligarchs who killed people and stole everything. Let me tell you an unbelievable statistic. Russia is potentially a very wealthy country because of oil and gas. Their balance of trade is hugely favorable to them. Paul Krugman had an article in the New York Times over the weekend. About 80% of the money that's flowing into Russia as a surplus is stolen by Putin and by a handful of oligarchs. Putin is reputed to be the wealthiest man in the world. If that's true, he's wealthier than Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, and Bill Gates. Even people like Sergey Lavrov, that dog of a foreign minister of his, he's being sanctioned by the West as well. He's put together a lot of money himself. And all of these oligarchs are egging Putin on to go into Ukraine, because they're afraid that Ukraine is starting to westernize and that pressure will build up on Russia. But if they get out of the START agreement, which has been continued for 4 more years, they can put in more than 1,550 deployed nuclear warheads, and they can put them on in Belarus, on the Ukrainian border. They can put them on the Finnish border. And with Belarus, they can put them on the Belarus-Polish border, put pressure on Europe, striking distance, Paris, Berlin, Rome, and London, Roman London. By the way, there was a referendum yesterday in Belarus. Surprise, are you surprised at the results? Let me give you the results. About 65% of the people agreed with a referendum that said that Russian troops could be stationed in Belarus, Russian nuclear weapons could be stationed in Belarus, and their strongman could now be in power. He's been in power since 94, Lukashenko, until 2036. 10% voted against it, 65% for it, 70% voter turnout or more. And that embodies Stalin's dictum. Stalin once said, quote, "It doesn't matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes," end quote. And that communist / organized crime, Hitler, Putin, Lukashenko, Stalin attitude towards voting is now prevalent in states in this country. In Texas, a lot of other states, what matters is who counts the votes. And they are putting in crooked people, and they're going to be running an election. So you can say, well, if they're so crooked, why are people voting against them or for them? Because the electorate are sheep. They're easily led around. In this next election, we have massive numbers of people running to count the votes. Secretaries of State, governors, attorney general, just election commissioners. Everyone's going to have to be scrutinized, and everyone may end up in federal court. We cannot end up like Belarus, and we cannot end up like Russia. We cannot end up like Stalin's Russia or Hitler's Germany. And that is what the Republican Party is trying to direct us towards. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Imagine no possessions.